Good morning and welcome to Monday. You're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK. Starting today, in Rock Island, 3rd Avenue between 18th and 19th Streets will be closed. It's due to a water main repair. The city says the street should be back to normal by the end of the week. And in Bettendorf, they will make it easier for people to get to a new mental health center. Starting today, the city's transit division is adjusting some of its routes to add a stop at the Vera French Mental Health Center on Middle Road. Bettendorf's routes 1 and 2 will be affected, plus some of Davenport's city bus routes. The new routes are online at bettendorf.org/spot. Moline, Davenport, Rock Island, and Bettendorf have closed their dog parks to stop the spread of a respiratory disease in dogs. Last week, all 4 cities announced the parks will be closed until further notice. Veterinarians say the cause of the illness is unknown, but that it's mostly unresponsive to antibiotics. Symptoms include coughing, sneezing, fever, and low energy. Veterinarians recommend dog owners make sure their dogs are up to date on vaccinations and to make an appointment sooner rather than later if your dog displays symptoms. Vets also say to avoid kennels, large gatherings of dogs, and shared food and water bowls. Eastern Iowa Community Colleges will train more truck drivers thanks to a couple of grants. Its truck driving program received nearly $800,000 from Iowa Workforce Development, plus a federal grant. Program manager Tom Monroe says the state money will be spent to hire new instructors and modernize facilities and equipment, such as 4 new tractor trailers.
It's allowed us to do some infrastructure changes so we can increase our capacity of putting out more CDL drivers. It's going to allow us to add an additional training facility in Muscatine. It's going to allow us to use some of the technology that's being used in the industry, like ELD logs and stuff like that.
ELD stands for Electronic Logging Device. The driving program is located at the Blong Technology Center in Davenport. Its driving range will be expanded, and the grant will pay for a new training center in Muscatine. Monroe says an $80,000 federal grant will help veterans who want to become truck drivers.
It's for us to help offer tuition help for our veterans who are coming out of the military or who want to get a CDL for them or their family, their immediate family. And we see a need for that. The military people, the veterans, some of them have done this type of work in their branch of service.
Currently, the truck driving program at Eastern Iowa Community Colleges has a backlog up to 3 times the number of enrolled students. Monroe says 100 to 125 students complete the program every year. But with the new funding, the school can double that number. A public pool in Moline is getting an expensive facelift, and now it officially has a new name too. The Riverside Family Aquatic Center is now called the Riverside River Slide. The city's Park and Recreation Department announced Thursday. The pool is currently under construction. The nearly $7 million improvement project includes 3 new water slides, a lazy river, splash pad, and nighttime light. The Riverside River Slide is set to reopen in 6 months. You're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK. It's Monday, December 4th. I'm Tracy Singleton. Thank you for listening, and thank you for making us your choice for news in the Quad Cities. Good morning.